isindebele.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusiphathela indaba zesishona olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 14 Mpalakazi 2022. Mugeno Kumede Saidi endabeni zethu namhla
yebikho ekona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMay lo August lapho sibone khona ifuel ke-diesel ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 yakwele America. Njalo sibona ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi inflation yalapha la.
Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwehlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala kubika abe World Food Program.
Khulu namhla okuzabe kule okuthiwa US Africa Business Forum where omongameli be take a step back sebe yekela I private sector ye America le Africa kube khulumisane and come up with those deals kule ndawo ethi khona I deal room namhla zabe khona where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge agriculture njenge energy.
Umongameli Joseph Biden wele Melika ukhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo emhlanganweni wenkokheli yamazwe abensundu owe-US Africa Leaders Summit owenzelwa eWashington DC. Kwezemidlalo, baningi abathi kungahlake kuye ngasifudlana umdlali we-Argentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano owe-FIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isivangele ukuphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala, ukuswelakala kwendlela zokuthumela impahla, umnotho lokunye. Lokhu kuphume kuphenyo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngezoncedo lokudla emhlabeni jikelele eye World Food Program WFP. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo lwabe WFP luveze njalo ukuba impi ye-Ukraine ivele yaqhamuka umhlaba osusithi usuphuma engxakini ezibangelwa ngenye impi yokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ndawone lesivuno esiphansi kakhulu somnyaka ka-2021-2022 esibangelwe ikungani kuhle kwezulu. Uphenyo lolu luthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota yona eqonge isuka kudola ilodwa lengxenye $1.55 isiya phose kumadola amabili $1.73 yikho okubangele ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni lakwamanye amazwe omhlaba. Abantu abafika izigidi phose eziyisithupha 5.8 million bacatshangelwa ukuba bathwalise nzima indlala. Ukuthi abantu abangaba isilunganiso songamachumi aphezu kwamahlanu ekhulwini 53% lisuka kumachumi phose amane 39% kumnyaka odluleyo yibo ababhekane nendlala emathebeleni North, kulandelwa ngabantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane ekhulwini 40% ukusuka kumachumi amabili lanhlanu 25% ababhekane nendlala eMashonaland West. I-WFP iphinde yathi abantu abaningi sebephila ngemali abayithunyelwa izihlobo labemuli abasemazweni besithi imali le isetshenziswa ukuthenga ukudla kuphela. Ingcitshi ezithuba ezikhulume ngalolu phenyo zithi lulakho ukuba luqinisekile besithi kumele leZimbabwe libe lendlela zokulungisisa udubo lwendlala. Lokhu kuthiwe ngumnumzana Timothy Thole ingcitshi ecubungula ezombusazweni othi kumele leZimbabwe ligcine ngokulima.
Impi ebikho ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo dizili lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMeyi lo August, lapho esibone khona ifuel edizili ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 yakwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokhu kwenza ukuthi inflation yalapha la.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Danford Mtashu okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, yena othi udubo lwe-Ukraine luphazamise amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu asathuthukayo njengeZimbabwe.
The increase in the price of fuel is definitely
ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla kuzaba ngelokho okwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa singakhangela lokho okwenzakalayo phakathi kweRussia leUkraine kuyaphazamisa ukukhwela kwentengo
kuleli. Ecubuna yezomnotho umnumzana Felix Dube uthi okwenzakala eUkraine akulani lokwenzakala kuleli.
Kuyiqansa kakhulu lokho okwenza ukuthi intengo zezinto zibe siya phezulu. Sikhangele njalo sibone ukuthi iwithi inyawuthi leyo esenzisa upheka isinkwa layo ingasatholakali, njalo ibisitholakala isile intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Lokho kwenza ukuthi isinkwa la sibe sikhwela lezinye izinto ezilungiswa inyawuthi. Lokhu yiyo indlela impilo esibambe ngakho thina njengeZimbabwe.
Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende ehlule, kodwa embikeni wakhe wokwethula uluhlu lwendleko kahulumende lokubuthaniswa kwemali yaleyo ndleko olwebhajethi, umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube wazise ukuba uhulumende uzabeka imali eceleni ukuze iye ekwakhiweni kwamadamu okuphathisa abalimi amasimo okuthelezela awe irrigation ukuze ilizwe lilwisane lendlala. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginomlondolozi Ndlovu.
Uqhubekela phambili umhlangano we-US Africa Leaders Summit e-Washington DC, lapho kukhangelelwe ukuba uMongameli Joseph Biden uzakwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo ngombuthano lo ongene kusuku lwesibili namhla. Intatheli izindaba yethu uGibbs Dube usemhlanganweni lo. Dube, siyakwemukela. Dube, ya, sengikuzwa kuhle Mthembo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani namhla kulumhlangano?
Ye, umhlangano lo uyaqhubekela phambili njengokutsho kwakho-ke. Namhla-ke kule ndaba sibili emnandi kakhulu ebona ngezamabhizimusi, kubizwa kuthiwa i-US Africa Business Forum. Iforum le-ke ilama ingathi izigaba ezimbalwa ezinhlanu. So kulokhu bakhuluma-ke ngokuthi kambe ele Africa lingadlelana njani lele-US nakukhangele ukuthenga lokuthengiselana impahla. Kuzobuya-ke khonokho ukuthi nxa sokubuya phambilini kambe ezemali-ke kukhona yini ukuthi ele Zimbabwe lingathola kumbe amanye amazwe khonapho kule Melika. Kukhulunywa njalo langangokuthi-ke kwezokulima kwinokwenziwa ukuthi kube ne-food security kuzwekazi le-Africa. Kube sokusiba njalo bakhuluma nge-digital age kathesi ukuthi kambe ama-networks konke khonokho okwenziwayo kambe kungathiwani kuze kuthi abantu be-Africa bakusebenzise njengakhonapha kuwenzakala kule Melika. Kwenza kusithi-ke kukhona njalo okuningi magumede obubuyayo.
Kuyini njalo okunye okwenzakala khonapho?
Ye, sikhangelele ukuthi uMongameli Joseph Biden uzafika lamhlanje khonapha lapho esikhona, lapho azakhuluma khona kumbe ngithi azayithula khona umbiko wakhe sibili oqakathekileyo. Kwenye ngazani-ke uzakhuluma ngokuthi izwekazi le-Africa kumele isebenze kuhle kakhulu lele Melika. Uzaqhamba sibula amazwe afisa ukuthi aguqule izenzo phanyazane okuningi kakhulu okumele ukuthi nga kwenziwa. So-ke ngasikhangela-ke kuningi kakhulu magumede okumele kwenzakale khonapho.
Ukhangelelwe ukufika sikhathibani uMongameli Joseph Biden?
Ye, uMongameli Biden bekhangelelwe ukuthi uzafika ngo-1:30 ngasikhangele isikhathi sangapha kule Melika. Kodwa-ke sokanye ngazane ngaphuzaphuza mbijana ungathatha 35 minutes from isikhathi lesi kade kumele angene ngaso khonapha. Kodwa-ke hhayi, abantu bamlindele sibili okunye okumangalisayo magumede.
Hhayi, siyabonga. Kulo muntu oke wacoca laye Dube ngubani?
ngikhokhe lo Sifiso Onyati odabuka eZimbabwe ngosemhlanganweni le. Akuzuthi ukuthi wenzuthini njalo kwenzani ekule mhlangano etshiyeneyo lamhlanje.
In 157, we're heading over room 157 now.
Umhlangano lo ngwenkokheli zeAfrica ezibala mhlawumbe more than 40 countries. Babizwe ngu President Joe Biden ubezokhuluma ngendaba zama partnership around economic development, around ukutshintsha komkhathi abathi climate change. Bafuna bekhulume ngokuthi bengancisana njani between Africa and America ama private sector wabo. And engubonayo mina ukhona u President Mnangagwa oloke under sanctions akabuyanga, and out of all ama leaders abakhona lapha DC, I believe ukuthi nguye yedwa ogcinise thumeza a representative. I think nguye foreign affairs minister ubuye ngapha. And yes, it is significant ukuthi khona akabuyanga yena, ngoba bayahlangana omongameli bamazwe amanyawo e-Africa. They are speaking on the side, bayavumelana ukuthi how do they engage US on these critical matters. Njengoba nje angazi sonke siyazi ukubona kule agreement ethiwa yi-AGOA eyiyo yona ekhangelane le trade between America le Africa. That agreement is ending on 2025. It needs to be renewed. Ama terms akhona ukukhona renew kanjani, umongameli ngapha bayakhuluma ngakho khona baza kwenza kanjani. Kodwa even engekho lapho mina u President Mnangagwa, it's clear ukukhona eAmerica yona, particularly private sector yabo, iyabona the potential in Zimbabwe, the private sector, even with the sanctions. That's why they invited with Zimbabwe. We are, yes, President Joe Biden, the Bumonga Melavanya, what the private sector you are Kulumai.
Yeah, what the map is Musubona Zanguia Hampanjani, Joe was born as Anguama Zoman Nengi, Avisu Seven Zedana Lemele.
It's a Kulun Namsha, Ogabule, Ultra US Africa Business Forum, where Omonga Meli they take a step back, Sebe Yagala e private sector, e America le Africa would be Kulumisani, and come up with those deals. Kule ndawo ekhona i deal room namhleza bikhona, where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors, njenge agriculture, njenge energy, njenge infrastructure development, and they see those opportunities in Zimbabwe. They want to talk about them as the private sector, and it's significant ukona they did invite Zimbabwe, although with the sanctions they are eager to do business. In the sanctions you nje ayenza ukona uMnangagwa engavi as the head of delegation njengamanye amazwe lapha.
Lo ngumnumzana Sifiso Nyathi osemhlanganweni we-US Africa Leaders Summit eWashington DC ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube esilaye ecingweni. Kwenziwani Dube emhlanganweni lo?
Yeah, ngiyabona ukuthi ke kunenge okunye njalo okwenzakala kusasa makumete okunye okwangikhona ke sibona ukuthi kule agenda 2063 edingwa kakhulu ke lizwekazi le-Africa baza kukhuluma ngakho khonokho ke bazekhuluma lakhona kungani kuyahayiza kancane okwe-good governance kuzobuyi democracy nokuthi phela kuhlonitshwe ilungelo lomuntu loluntu kanye le-rule of law. So kuzakhulunywa kakhulu khonokho bese kubuya ukuthi ke ele Africa kambe lingavinjelwa njani ukuthi lingabi lobudlwangudlwangu obukhona emazweni amaningi. Bese kubuya njalo ke ukhanyakazani ke ama leaders wona ngokwawo kuyamele ukuthi axoxaxoxe ngokuthi kambe nxa bevuselela izwekazi le-Africa kumele bebambe ngaphi njalo bengabambi kuphi. So ke bagcine ke ngakhona ukuthi phela nxa sebevalelisana kumele bethathane ama-selfies, bethathane ke imifanekiso. So singazi ukuthi bazathathana ke imifanekiso sikhathibani, kodwa ukhanyakazani kwenzakala ngo-3:50 PM kusasa. Kumese kuvalwa ke sokuqedwa konke ngokuthi kambe ukudla ngaba khona yini kuzwekazi le-Africa. Singakhohlwa futhi Magumede, namhlanje ungakhohlwa kule-US Leaders Summit Dinner. Lapho-ke ngizadla sibili ngize ngidle lo mankhala.
Uzazitika.
Ngizazitika Magumede, ozawubonakala. Iye kunjalo Magumede.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Dube. Sizaxhumana lawe njalo kusasa Mthembo. Kunjalo nje uNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe njalo locubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu, kodwa phela okufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqhakatheke kubani. Ungabuqhakatheke kuona ama-Afrika noma uqhakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni. Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqhakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela kade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology, yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa. Kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano ke uBiden uzama ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu beselivulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa Babunkomo akekho kulomhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa u-Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKudakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando wokuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisithi zizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamnkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakhubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, o-Kenya, sibungene o-Zambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Ukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela, sibonile izanu ichaya abantu, ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu, zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusazwe, sixoxelaye eseVirginia khonapha eMelika. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu olwe diaspora for a profile, lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, silonkosikazi sibona kuhle Bhebhe Ncube odabuka eNyathi esiqintini sebubi eningizimu yemaNdebeleni. UmaBhebhe uhlala eHervey Bay esabelweni seQueensland kwele Australia, njalo ungumbalisi useleminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili ekulelo.
Nina ngihlala eHervey Bay. IHervey Bay ise Australia in Queensland. We're in Queensland, yeah, above in Brisbane. Ikwesala khona. It's a beautiful place.
So nxa ungasitshela ngokuthi wafika njani Australia, kuyini okwakwenza okwakususa phansi eZimbabwe ulubhekise Australia?
Ekhaya kwakunzima. Things were really tough. So, in 2000, umkami wathola scholarship ukuthi ayenze i-masters yakhe e-New Zealand, Otago University. Sasavaleka. Sasuka sonke izimuti. And then from there, we got a job in ngapha because in Australia. Savaleka e-New Zealand. New Zealand was very good, but economy on Korea was not very good. We have to be ngapha. And then since then, we've never looked back.
Ufika e-Australia, wenza msebenzi bani?
Ngathi ngifika lapha, mina ngathi wangutitsheka. Ngathi ngifika lapha, I had to send documentation yami to Canberra. Ukuthi bayabona ukuthi am I eligible ukuthi ngifundise lapha or not, or what means it. And then I sent that to them, and then they came back and said, I'm eligible to in Australia.
So, bathatha amaphepha ko eZimbabwe, bahlolisisa, babona ukuthi uyanelisa ukufundisa khona ngapha.
Yeah, ngase ngangena so it's a call, but being a Zimbabwean person should be a step ahead. Okay, fine. I want to look at this. Let's move on.
Gagazo.
Sukulona, a language. And then I did a master's in special education. Mm-hmm. And then that took me into special education.
We are Jisa in Ubangu teacher Konangapo, Bangasi Katanisa, Labo teacher Abekaya Bakala, Zimbabwe.
I don't know. Gumede is very, very careful. Banga Ubele Ekaya, Ubiala, we would look at the Udo Jat.
Unkosikazi sibona kuhle Bebe Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxelayo eseHervey Bay eQueensland kwele Australia.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uze konke okuphathelane nomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022. Sisonke FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Kwezemidlalo banengi abathi kungasake kuye ngasifudlana. Umdlali weArgentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano oweFIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leArgentina lifinyelele kufinal yomncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu yezizwe zomhlaba emdlalweni wenguqu ngemva kokunqoba eleCroatia nge-3 kanyango lesibili ntambama. Wayengumgadli weqembu le-Highland Utopia Simjikambanje uthi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi umdlali olodumo emhlabeni jikelele uLionel Messi ongukapteni weqembu leArgentina athathe umhlalaphansi ephakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba.
Morocco efake i-Afrika kwesinye isibanga ngibona layo ingadlula ephambili yesha. Umncintiswano wokugcina okuthiwa ngama-finals, kodwa khonapho kuma-finals kuzaba lomnye umdlalo ongaza kubonakale kuma-World Cup. Ngoba ngingowe-Africa kodwa ngenxa yokuhlonipha uMessi ngibona ngani i-Argentina iye ngaphakamisa inkezo ye-World Cup ka-2022.
Wadlalela iqembu le-Real Stars njalo esengumqeqeshi weqembu labasakhulayo e-Lepton Groove uMkhululi Dube uthi yena esakhe isifiso ngesokuba kuhlangane amaqembu amatsha kufinali yalo nyaka.
Mina mfuna kuhambe iMorocco ngoba iFrance ibikhona ngale last World Cup, anti iyo kade ikhona last time and so akwenzi ukuthi iFrance ihambe futhi ibhora ayabe selingasachazi iFrance ihambe njengoba iMorocco ingenile wona engama kwi-first time yethu ngithiphele Morocco ukuthi ihlingene la ku-final maestra.
Kwaye unozinti weqembu le-Highlanders uWanda Mpofu yena osengumqeqeshi wabonozinti yena uthi iqembu le-Morocco lizamangalisa abaningi ngokungena ku-final.
IMorocco was surprised from goalkeeping vele. I think they've done well because they've only conceded one goal kuphela. So I think hayi Morocco awumelanga zize befika ungaboni ifika kwe-extra time Morocco yawo.
Iqembu le-France lizadibana le-Morocco ngehola lethoba mune munye namhla ebusuku. Iqembu le-France yilo eliphethe isicoco ngemva kokunqoba ele-Croatia ngomnyaka ka-2018. Umdlalo wokugqiba umncintiswano uzadlalwa ngesonto mhla zilitshumi lathoba mune mbili ku-final. Lawo azanqotshwa kwimidlalo ye-semifinal azadibana ngomgqibelo kudingwa iqembu eliphutshelise endaweni yesithathu. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngoBulawayo. Joseph Njanji.
Good Life Talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum. Sikhangela okwenzakala emhlanganweni omkhulu owenkokheli yamazwe awezwekazi le-Africa anxuswe ngelemelika khonapha eWashington owe-US African Leaders Summit oqale izolo.
Zakulimaza ngebhithi singeni isikhosana phe. Ingoma lenyi kiphe ngomnyaka omutsha. Ingoma leyi kuba ngesomiso kule virus esifikileyo elizweni abantu bayakhala ngomkhuhlane isimanga yokuthi ithengilele ebuchongweni laphupha uma umadlela khuluma layo ngomkhuhlane saphuleka wasempendula wasesithi kosana phendi sabesele kota etawuni ingoma yakho konuzaphela i-virus ingoma leyi kiphe ngomnyaka omutsha ingoma leyi kuma ngesomiso uba balo mamekhaya bazwanani emakhasini bayaphathelana abantwana abasafundi esikolo amahofisi valiwe ukulumile so ngulunku izaphela i-virus imenditshelayo utaka ngulunku umadlela ufana lami uyaboniswa ningameyisi umuntu omkhulu ngivambane laye usemvumbululile lapha egwamba lamipolisi ukuhlabela ngiyakhuleka phela lindalele abomthetho ngiyabathanda bayatshela singahlangani emgwaqweni ngokuzingelelana khahlana khahlana lingasondelelani ungasondela uzathathwa yi-virus abekeza xa ufika ekhaya ngeziyizandla isikhosana bheni iyabulaya asozuboni umkhuhlane ingoma leyi ikhuluma ngesomiso.
Siyambonga lapha usikhosana esilaya owesikhosana band ngengoma yakhe ethi isomiso. Singakehlukani sihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele ukuphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezithiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala kubika abe World Food Program. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Saidi ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.